At Lecton Promontory, from the sea, they veered inland and upland. At their passage, treetops were in commotion underfoot. But sleep soon halted and remained behind before he came in range of Zeus's eyes. He mounted a tall pine, the tallest one on Ida, grown through mist to pierce the sky. Amid the evergreen boughs he hid and clung, and seemed that mountain thrush of the clear tone called Chalcis by the gods, by men Semindis. Hera swept down to Gargaron, Ida's crest, and there Zeus, lord of cloud, saw her arrive. He gazed at her, and as he gazed, desire veiled his mind like mist, as in those days when they had first slipped from their parents' eyes to bed to mingle by the hour in love. He stood before her now and said, "What brings you down from Olympus to this place? The chariot you ride is not in sight." The Lady Hera answered him in guile, "I go my way to the bourne of earth, to see Oceanus, from whom the gods arose, and Mother Tethys. In their distant hall they nourished me and cared for me in childhood. Now I must see them and compose their strife. They live apart from one another's bed, estranged so long since anger came between them. As for my team, it stands at Ida's base, ready to take me over earth and sea. On your account I came to see you first, so that you will not rage at me for going in secret, where Oceanus runs deep." The Lord of Cloud replied, "But you may go there later, Hera. Come, lie down. We too must give ourselves to lovemaking. Desire for girl or goddess in so wild a flood never came over me. Not for Ixion's bride who bore that peerless man Pirithous, or Danae with her delicious legs, illustrious Perseus's mother, or Europa, daughter of Phoenix, world-renowned, who bore me Minos and magnificent Rhadamanthus. Semele, or Alcmene, Theban ladies, one bore the rugged hero Heracles, the other Dionysus, joy of men. Or Demeter, the queen in her blonde braids, or splendid Leto, or yourself. No lust as sweet as this for you has ever taken me.